Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful that you're here to listen to this July 24th, 2021 program. We're going to be looking at the news and the whole idea of listening to it and what it's all about and the whole kit and caboodle. What is the news, really? I watch the news in the mornings. I look at it and listen to what they have to say. It's corporate. It's bias. It does not always tell the whole story because the whole story can't be told. I don't know what defines the word, let's say, news, as we look at it and relegate it to evening news or morning news or whatever. We hear the bias of it. All news has to do with bias. It wouldn't matter what it would be. But we got to ask ourselves the question, what am I doing? What is this all about? I sit there sometimes and I listen for a little while and turn it off. And I think to myself, this is all about mischief. This is all about gossip. It's all about human tragedy. It's all about people getting in trouble or having great trouble. It's all about a lot of things that don't pertain to anything that would be helpful to the world in any way, shape, or form. And yet everybody wants to know about it. And for all the years that I have lived on this planet, 70, I watched my father watch the news and my mother watch the news, and I listened to what they had to say about the news. And I asked my parents once, does it ever change? Does there, you know, they do all the bad news, all the tragic news, all the stuff that people get in trouble with, the human mischief, the human stain. And then at the end, they throw in, you know, something inspiring, you know, something that it's not all bad. Here is 4 minutes or 3 minutes of good news, what we would call good news. And that's as far as it goes. And then I'm supposed to think to myself, well, I heard all the crummy stuff, and now I heard this inspirational story, and that's it. That's all I think about, and that's as far as it basically goes. The news never changes, and I'm going to tell you this. This is something I've learned in my many years of living. If you never heard the news, you would not be any less off than you are right now. Nothing ever changes in this world. And so there's all this mischief and there's all this craziness always going on, and it never ends. It just never ends. And I wrote a commentary years ago entitled "It Has to End with Me." All of this craziness that we get involved in our life has to end somewhere. And typically it has to end with, in my case, Gregory, and in your case, whoever you are. So I have been very outspoken about this whole idea of the news, and I'm going to share with you some emails that I've received on the subject. There are people who agree with me, and there are, of course, people who disagree. More that disagree than agree, I would say, but that would be what keeps the news going. So let's take a look at the first question. This is from Estelle. She does not tell me where she lives. You say that the news is murky and doesn't tell the whole truth or doesn't give all the facts. Why do you think the news is the way the news is, she put it? Why do we only hear the bad news? Estelle, the reason we only hear the bad news is that's what sells. Please remember, the news is a business. And in that business, you set forth a standard of how to make money. You want readership, you want audience numbers, and those numbers are what sells commercials, and those commercials usually are what runs the country, as it were. And that's really what it's all about, is how bad can this be and how dramatic can I make it in order to, so to speak, sell enough product and have big corporations sell product on my station. That's all it is. So if you were to put something there that was, shall we say, middle of the road, you'd really be struggling, because people don't want to hear about middle of the road. They don't want to hear about their boring day-to-day life. They like to sit there and watch the evening news and see what's going on, peruse it, and, you know, take sides. And that's really what the audience is all about, is taking sides. It's not about 1980, neither this, neither that. There, people aren't watching to see how they might get involved to help other people. That's not what it's about. It's about looking at the tragedies of the human mind and the human body, the human stain, as I call it, and how direct that is, and the fight for survival, which is basically all the news is about. And in all of that, the fight for survival, the human stain, the whole thing, you create a drama. And this drama is what people call real life and what's really happening in the world, yada, yada, yada. And it just goes on and on and on to nauseam, and it's crazy. It's crazy making, and it's a disease that catches fire. And then what we see on TV catches fire to people who are in the collective unconscious with pedestrian mentalities, not really thinking about the bigger picture of their life or what it's all about or what living is all about. And so what do? They just do what they do. It turns people on. Oh, look at this, look at that. There are some things we all need to know, obviously. If there's a tragedy, how to avoid it. If there is some pain and sorrow, we can help alleviate. That would be lovely. There's lots of things we could do with the news, but we don't do that. We just basically watch it and then turn off the TV and go have dinner. And some people don't even turn off the TV. So it's all about bias, taking sides. Me watching and thinking I know what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, that whole thing. And missing the point of the whole experience. So what should we do with the bad news? What should we do with news in general? How should we treat it? I lived in India for quite a few years in my youth, and I didn't hear the news at all. I never heard the news. I wasn't interested in it anyway, and I had no idea what was going on, and I was working on myself. I was working on what was valuable to me. And when I got back to the United States and I saw what was going on, I wasn't worse for the wear. So I don't know really what to say to you, except that I never bothered to catch up. I'm not really interested in society. We have no culture anymore other than what is dictated through the media and our little iPhones and iPads and things like that, our technology. Ultimately, to be informed is not a bad thing, but to be obsessed by what we're informed by is a terrible thing. So that's my thing on it. I work upon myself continually. I don't know if you do, but if you don't, then the news has a way of sinking into your mind, creating different parallels and points of view and prejudice and perceptions that may not be healthy. That's all I can say. If you really look at the world and what it is, it's a very difficult place to live. So There you are. I hope that helps, Estelle, and please forgive me. Namaste. Next one comes from Raymond in Charleston, Carolina. I guess it's Carolina. Why is the news so negative? Are we all that bad? Yes, we are that difficult. I don't know. Bad. Bad is a difficult word for me. We are in mischief all the time. If you live by your human nature and the urges of your body, you will do things, and we've all done this, me included, we do things that we wish we hadn't. And it seemed reasonable, logical at the time. It was impulsive, and we did it, and we wish we hadn't. And in years gone by, we look at it and go, what made me do that? It is the impulse of human nature that made us do a lot of the things we did. So why is the news so negative? I don't know if I would call it negative. It is revealing. And that's the way I look at it. The news is very revealing. It is showing us exactly how we live in the manner of a lackluster spirit of love. We're not interested in the depths of love, in the depths of ourselves. We don't even know how that works. Who am I? Why am I? How am I? What is it that makes me tick? We're not interested in that. We're interested in the drama and the dynamics of drama to see how other people suffer. And then we think in terms of, are they suffering righteously or are they suffering in as victims, let's say, just as pure victims? And then we get all head up about that and we get emotional about it. The right hand then doesn't know what the left hand's doing. We start focusing on the wrong things. Why are things negative? We lack love. We lack consciousness. We are not interested in consciousness. We are only interested in the things that pertain to the body. And as long as something pertains to the body of us, the human body, we are interested in only that because it represents our survival. And that's what it's all about, survival. And we like the drama of lives being taken, lives being, you know, spared, maybe. We like the whole idea of the difficulty of living, and it makes us appreciate for a few moments maybe our simple little life, but then we always want more. And then it sets into motion a lot of my fears, a lot of my hostilities, maybe through prejudice that I have, unbeknownst to myself. And then I'm a part of the whole collective and running around acting like a maniac like everyone else is. And in doing this and living in this way, I miss what my life is all about. What is life all about? Is it survival? Is it about the fight for right over wrong, good over bad? What is life really all about? Each and every one of us has to look at that and ask ourselves, what is this life all about? And if I only think in terms of life being the livingness of Gregory, then I will miss, because that's not his life. Life is what is established within the heart. Life is all around us. And it is only Greg's perceptions, Greg's bias, Greg's beliefs that keep him from seeing the true meaning of his own existence here on this earth. And to confuse myself with the negativity that you call it, the negativity that you see going on in this world, and thinking that this is the totality of our life, is a huge miss. Why is everything so negative, you ask? It's because that's the way we like it. And it is the way we like it. We don't like the effects of it, but we often do like the effects of it. There are some people, as I was told many years ago by a very wise man, that like to just sit and watch the city burn. There you are. Thank you for your question, and forgive me. Namaste. Last question. This comes from Lisa. She says, what can we do about the world and its negativity? Well, Jesus said, be a light unto yourself. He talked about the whole idea of not allowing the world to be your world, to affect you as a person and to be your world. He talked about the whole idea of life being life and to establish ourselves basically in consciousness and to awaken beyond the confines of the fog of human mind, human body, to really get back to that which is authentic, which is love. We're not interested in anything that doesn't pertain to what doesn't touch our skin. We are only interested in those things that the skin can touch and is benefited or is altered. We make ourselves very difficult people. We put ourselves in precarious positions because we don't enter into consciousness and we are not much interested in developing consciousness. How many people do you know really want to meditate? Not this, you know, Western idea of meditation. And you hear people talking about mindfulness and all of that. They're not mindful. That's not the way. Quietude is the way. Living quietly, as the Buddha even talked about, the quietude of love, the quietude of kindness, not all this other stuff that we get involved in and we miss. We miss the meaning of our existence because that's the way we are. We want to miss. We are not interested in anything that doesn't pertain to what makes us happy. And happy is what we're all about. Happy. Happy. What makes you happy? And the price I pay for being happy? Wow. It's huge. It's a huge price. And it's very painful. Because in the long run, my happy may cause you to be unhappy. Now, is there a universal happiness? I don't think so. But I do think there is love, and it is universal. We don't see what's right before us because our eyes are trained on not what's within us, but what we believe is in our heads, what we have planted in our minds. And that this is a biological process. Read Sapolsky, read Vihari, read some of these people who have done interesting work and scientific work in the brain. These whole things, Sapiens, Homo Deus, Behave, these books are interesting, but you have to really want to understand the makeup of yourself and how you work. Can we change the world? No. In this world, there will always be wars and rumors of wars, as Jesus said. This is a very difficult place. The only person we can change is ourselves. And if I'm into that, if I'm more interested in how to transform myself than I am in trying to transform others into what I believe they should be, then we have something interesting going on. People are going to do what they're going to do. You only have one elective, and that is to transcend this world through love, compassion, forgiveness, quietude. It is the only thing you can do, and it is the most valuable thing any of us can do. I'm out of here. We're running out of time. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. I will be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.